Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Today, I would love to talk about the light of God's truth. It is a wonderful thing when we come to the realization of how powerful God's truth is, of how His truth is truly, when it is inside of us, the truth of God is the light that shines. And so reading from Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, it says, "Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain." And this is a scripture, you know, that Paul had written to the church in Philippi, and he begins by saying, you know, do all things without grumbling or questioning. The first thing that comes to mind, I think of, are the Israelites. Many times we read in the Old Testament moments where they maybe have been grumbling against God. They were questioning His decisions for them, for their nation, questioning the way that He wanted to do things. And we know that they had paid a great cost because of what they were doing against the Lord. You see, when we grumble, whether it be in our minds and our attitudes, it's not always something that we do outward, but many times even inward. And God sees our hearts. He sees our thoughts. When we grumble or we begin to question God, you know, it reveals a lack of faith. It reveals the pride of our hearts that say, God, maybe you don't know what you're doing. Maybe we know better. And so Paul urges us to steer away from the grumbling, the questioning, and become blameless and innocent. And how do we become blameless and innocent before the Lord, children without blemish? He says very simply that we would hold fast to the word of the Lord, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of the Lord. You see, the word of the Lord is the truth of God. And when the truth of God is not just on the outside, not just something that we read, but when His truth comes in and His presence is truly inside of us, the truth of God washes away all grumbling and questioning, because it simply says, Father, You are the truth. Everything that You say and do is perfect. Every way, every path that You make is the perfect path that leads to accomplishing Your will, bringing about and expanding Your kingdom, and the best that You can have for Your church, for Your people, and even my own life. So today, may we hold fast to the word of the Lord. You know, Paul also speaks in there. He talks about, you know, that we would be children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. You know, we are in and among a generation that is crooked and twisted, not just the world that is crooked and twisted, but many take the word of the Lord and they move it according to their own path, or maybe they twist it according to their own will or agenda. But today, the Lord calls us, the people of God, to be pure in heart by the power of His word, by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, to follow the straight path, the way that He has already made. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. Coming to the Father, going to the Father, is the greatest place that we can be. And there's only one way, and it's through Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is truth. May we come to Jesus today, declaring, Lord, here is my mind, here is my heart, here is every attitude. Lord, I lay it down at the foot of the cross, Lord Jesus, in exchange for Your truth, You and You alone. So today, may we shine as lights of God. May we shine at His light of truth. We shall be those who carry His truth and carry His light amongst a crooked and twisted generation, amongst the darkness, with a light that cannot be snuffed out, because it is from the word of the Lord that endures and lasts forever.